You guys figured out what happened on I-70, right? About that mobile home catching on fire and whatnot.
Yeah, how did it catch on fire? Do you know?
I don't know. I work at Cracker Barrel and Junction, and a lot of the girls that came in, they were late, and then we had a whole bunch of customers come in that were like, we had these old people that were like, oh, I'm still shooken up, da, da, da. I guess, like, the car on the back of it, like, I heard that the car on the back of it caught on fire, and so then, you know, the rest of it caught on fire, so...
Wait, was it an RV, or was it a mobile home?
Well, they were... I don't remember, like, I heard mobile home, RV, it was just one of those things that you can drive along and tow a car on the back of it.
Okay, so, that's got to be a big old RV then.
Yeah, and I guess, like, one person said, you know, the car was caught on fire, and then everything else caught on fire, and then, I mean, yeah, we had everybody was, like, late to work, and customers were all shooken up because, I don't know.
Did they see this home on fire or whatever?
Yeah, they were driving, they were stopped, and then when finally got around, you know, everybody from the word through the grapevine of all the cars sitting there for hours, you know.
How did that car catch on fire?
I don't know, that's kind of weird. It's like one of those, like, crazy freaking nature, spontaneous combustion things, probably.
Wow.
Somebody was in it and was smoking and fell asleep.
Yeah. We were towing some dudes who were smoking cigars in the back.
Doing the whole legal let's ride in the back of the RV is a moving thing.
And
had a cigar and some brandy, and, you know, it caught on fire. We'll just say that that's what happened.
Yeah.
That sounds exciting.
That is a pretty good story. We'll stick with that. Thanks for filling us in on all the details.
All right. No problem.
See you later.
Bye.
Hey there, what you got for Free For All Friday?
Okay, I have a question for you.
Okay.
College people, right? They're supposed to take this ACT test, and if they don't do good on it, they're not supposed to be able to get into college. Is that the way it's supposed to work?
Pretty much.
See, I did so great on the ACT, I don't even know, you know?
Okay, so why is it then that they let people in college that are so stupid? It's just ridiculous. I'm sitting in class last night. There's a girl in my microbiology class that wants to be a nurse.
Microbiology, okay.
Yes, microbiology. And I'm already an LPN. This girl wants to go to LPN school. I'm trying to finish my RN.
What's LTN?
Licensed practical nurse.
Okay.
Okay.
LPN, I got you.
So, we're discussing different parts of diseases and little bacteria. And everything our instructor says, she says, I don't get it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like Punnett squares. Do you know what Punnett squares are?
No.
Well, they're the silly little squares that you use to decide, like, what the probability is of two parents, like a brown-eyed parent and a blue-eyed parent, having either a brown-eyed child or a blue-eyed child.
Oh, yeah, with dominant and recessive genes.
Yes! She doesn't get it. He explains it 15 different times, 15 different ways. All you have to do is take two little letters and put them in a square. That's all you have to do. And she doesn't get it.
Have you talked with any of your other classmates about maybe beating her up after class?
Actually, me and another one, the only other one in my class that's actually a nurse, because, like, everybody in there wants to be either a nurse or a doctor.
Uh-huh.
There's another one that's an LPN. Yeah, her and I had a good time after class. I think we sat in the parking lot for about 15 minutes just talking about how she'd never make it through nursing school. She should just go away now and stop wasting taxpayers' grant money. Yeah.
We
have a lot of classes like that. She's just like, and I mean, the teacher gives us diagrams. Diagrams that says, okay, the little bacteria, it splits its DNA. The DNA moves into another bacteria. And she's like, I just don't understand.
Isn't that going to be one of the easier concepts you guys do this year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. She'll be gone soon. Don't worry.
I would hope so, because if she doesn't, I probably am going to lose my nursing license, because if you beat somebody up, you lose your license.